Okay. So Chav Tasmav is in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. So it says, Yantum Shor Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, the Mikdash HaYutokim HaVelo B'Mdina. So basically, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, you blow shofar in the base of Mikdash, but not in everywhere else. Okay, not everywhere else. Fine. Okay. And then basically it says, Mishcha Beis HaMikdash, Matt or Mark, can you just put on the mute, please? Okay, so when the basement was destroyed, Hikin Rechem Ben Zakai, she took him b'chol makom sheyesh bo basdan. So after the basement mikdash, then they switched it to all places that had a basdan. Okay, so let's not go further than the mission. So the basic idea is what happens is you have Yantif on Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, and what's the problem? We don't really know. I mean, on the surface, we don't know. But for some reason, when you have Yantif, when you have Rosh Hashanah coming out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar as you normally would. Okay? You don't blow shofar as you normally would. Only in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay? But not everywhere else. And that's what we do, right? That's this year we don't blow Shabbos, and on Shabbos we're not going to blow shofar. So this is basically the mission about that. And the details of Bezdin and all that, we're not going to get to for a little while. Okay? I don't know, we'll see. But we're going to put that aside for now. Okay, so let's look at the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says, hope you didn't do too much on the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, Minhani Mili, so where do we know this from? Right, why not? What's wrong with Shabbos? Why don't we blow shofar on Shabbos? I mean, the mitzvah isn't only on Yontif, it's on Shabbos as well. So it says, Amar Rabbi Levi bar Lachma, Amar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, Kasvechad Omer Shabbos on Zichron Trua. So there are two psukim describing the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. One of them is in Emor and one of them is in Pinchas. One of them says, Shabboson is like a day of rest, Zichron Teruah, where you remember the Teruah, right, the remembrance of the Teruah, of the sound of the shofar. And the other one says, Yom Teruah Yelachem, it should be a day of Teruah, a day of shofar sounds. Okay, a day of cries, shofar cries. So the question is, it sounds like what is it? Is it a day of shofar, or is it a day of like a remembrance of shofar? Why does the Torah use these two different languages? What should it be called? Should it be called Yom Teruah? Should it be called Zichron Teruah? Why is there a switch? So the Gemara says, so what is Rashi? Rashi says, Zichron Teruah, v'lo Teruah mamish, el nekro'o shel Teruah yomra. So Zichron means like a remembrance of Teruah. It means you don't actually blow a Teruah, but you remember Teruah. What does it mean you remember it? So you remember it through saying the Psukim, which are about Shofar. That's how you remember the Shofar. So it's a day where you don't blow Shofar, but a day of talking about Shofar using Psukim. So which one is it? What do we do on Rosh Hashanah? Do we talk about Shofar, or do we blow Shofar? Right, it's a contradiction. So the Gemara resolves it, or this is according to, I guess, Rabbi Chama, it says, Lo kasha, kan b'yantav shecholios b'shabbos, kan b'yantav shecholios b'chol. So it's simple. One of them is talking about where it's during the week, and one of them is talking about where it's on Shabbos. Okay? One during the week, and one is on Shabbos. Which one is which? So when it's on Shabbos, then you remember it. You don't actually blow, you remember it. But when it's during the week, you actually blow. Why? We don't know, right? We don't know why. Okay, but it's telling us that there are two different ways that on Shabbos you blow. On Shabbos you say the psukim, and during the week you blow the shofar. Okay, but we don't know why this is. Okay, so in fact, not only do we know why it is, it sounds like Rava attacks it, because it doesn't, on the surface, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it'll turn out, by the way, according to Rabbi Chama, it's a deoraisa that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. That really, you don't have, it's funny. I mean, isn't that funny, the mitzvah of shofar? It's funny altogether. What is the mitzvah of shofar? Yeah, why should it be, and whoever heard of a mitzvah having two forms? I mean, one form for Shabbos, one form for during the week. I mean, what's the mitzvah? Is it blow shofar? You say psukim? Well, it's very nice, they say psukim. But what? That's not the mitzvah, it's the shofar. Unless, like, I don't have a problem saying a mitzvah is to say psukim, but then say that's the mitzvah. How do you have a mitzvah which goes back and forth different days of the week? I mean, this isn't hard to understand. So, but Abayi kind of asks that question.
He says, Omar Abaye, Omar Rava, I'm sorry, no, Rava, even Del Raisa, he... Now, if it's Del Raisa that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, the Mikdash Efi Takina. So how could they blow on the base of Mikdash? Right? Because you're telling me, even if you will grant it, you want to tell me that the form of the shofar has two forms. There's a during the week form, and then there's a Shabbos form. So fine. So what? But then why in the base of Mikdash do you blow shofar on Shabbos? Because you tell me Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. Right? You just say Pesukim, but it's not true. The Mishnah so openly says that in the base of Mikdash they did blow shofar. So you must say that the Mitzvah is on Shabbos as well. So now, so what do you mean, Zephon Tzua? It's not true. It's not just a say Pesukim, it's actually blow shofar. Okay, that's his first question. That makes sense, right? That's a clear, solid question. Okay, and then he says, the ode, Milachahi, the Itzrach Kra Lim Ute, is shofar a malacha? Is blowing shofar a malacha? Is it considered like work on Shabbos? That the Torah has to exclude it and tell us not to blow on Shabbos because it's a malacha? Is shofar a malacha? Sounds backwards. You're right. You mean if there's no opposite, it should be. Okay, that's Tosa's problem. Okay, that's Tosa's question. But let's leave that alone. Is it malacha such that the pasuk should exclude it? What do you mean? So let's read a little further and we'll go to Tosa's. Right? Right. He said, the Tana de Beis Shmuel, Kamalacha Savoda Lo Sasu. Okay, so in Beis Shmuel it says, the Torah says, the pasuk, it's actually a pasuk by Yantav, which is strange that he's quoting that one. They deal with that. You should not do any malacha, which is, I guess, work or productivity, malacha avoda. Okay, so it's like malacha of avoda, work. Sounds like repetitive, but whatever, malacha avoda. Okay, working productivity, something like that. So, I don't know. So what does it say? So what does it teach you? Yatsa tekiyas shofar, rebiyas hapas, sheichach maveina malacha. So it comes to exclude, the pasuk comes to exclude blowing the shofar, and this pasuk is like they had the bread which they used to put on the ovens. They like used to throw the piece of dough onto the sides of the oven, and you have to scrape it off of the oven, and there's certainly expertise in being able to scrape it off properly. So it's saying that's not a malacha, it's just a chachma. Okay? Chachma. Okay? Blowing shofar is a chachma. Whatever that means, right? What does that mean? Blowing shofar is a chachma? A skill, okay, so a skill, yeah, that's a good word, it's a good definition. So chachma doesn't mean chachma, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or a chauffeur or do it, you have to be a baker, but it's a skill. It's a skill, okay? It's a certain proficiency in the area. So it's saying, yeah, so that's not malacha. A skill isn't malacha. A malacha is a malacha. So there's some sort of productivity. Here, these are not malacha, these are skills. Skills aren't malacha. That's the question. I mean, it seems you can get it just from malacha. Yeah. It says don't. Well, that's what they ask. It's why do you have to quote a pasuk by Yantuf, which says kamach zavoda? It's not from the avoda word. It's from the word malacha. They should have said lo sasa kamalacha by Shabbos. Who needs? So basically, those just says you're right. It could have done that. Okay. Yeah, right. That's basically what Tosa says. Really could have done that. So for the time being, let's just leave it. It could have done that. Okay. Not very exact. Okay? Not exact and really. Could have done that, but it didn't do that. Okay, so basically it says don't do any malacha. So malacha excludes shofar, blowing shofar, and bread. Okay, rediyas hapas. We'll call it rediyas hapas. It's scraping off the bread. Okay, so it excludes blowing shofar and rediyas hapas. Because they're not malacha. So since blowing shofar on Shabbos isn't malacha, so do you need the pasuk to exclude it? What does that mean, right? I mean, you need a pasuk. Because David says on the surface, on the contrary, it should be the case. That since it's not malacha, so therefore I would think that you're allowed to do it, therefore you need the pasuk to come along and prohibit it. Right? And say, don't do it, right? Because otherwise, backwards. I mean, right? That's, the Gemara should have said that. But so what's the question? Rava's question, because on the contrary it makes sense. But you're right, since it's not malacha, therefore the Torah is telling you, don't do it anyways. Okay? Funny, right? I mean, it's funny, what's his question? Yeah, I mean, that's one of the questions. It's definitely, yeah. So Tosfos asked the question. I mean, it's just Pshat in the Gemara. I mean, what's the Gemara's question? First question is good. If it's not on Shabbos, then why didn't Beis Hamikdash? Second question is it Malacha that the Torah should exclude it? No, it's not. That's why the Torah has to exclude it. Okay? So the Rotozi asks, he says, Kasha Adraba. It's the opposite. E Malacha, if it's really Malacha, lo, it's Zerfka. You don't need a Pasuk. So Hami Kol Malacha lo Sasu Nafka. Then you don't need a Pasuk for Malacha, then of course you don't do it, because it's Malacha. Right? Umishtun Rula Malacha, he is Zerfka. And since it's not Malacha, that's the exact reason why you need a Pasuk. So what's the Bai bothered by? Rava? Okay. The Nirali, the Lav Malacha, he. Those are the answers that if it weren't Malacha, a Pshita Deleko Misra, then definitely it would not make any sense to prohibit it. Okay, to prohibit it. Why would, if it's not Malacha, why would the Torah prohibit or tell you not to blow shofar on Shabbos? Does it make any sense? I will eat Malacha, but if it were Malacha, then we would have understood it's the Rechkrah. Then, so the question is, so then if it's Malacha, then you don't need a Pasuk. Then you need a Pasuk. Salat Dai Damina, because I would have thought, Tishtri Mishun of Siv, Yom Tshuri Elechem. Until the Shabbos. I would have thought, since it says Yom Tshuri Elechem, if you only had a Pasuk Yom Tshuri Elechem, means today is the day of Shofar. So I'd say it's day of Shofar, you do it even if it's Shabbos. Aye, it's Malacha, so what? So push it aside. Like Mila, for instance, for Mila is a Malacha, but it says the Yom Hashmini, and you do it even in the Shabbos. It's still Chashabbos, it pushes aside Shabbos. So I would think, if it just said Yom Tshuri Elechem, that today is the day of Shofar blowing, so I'd say even on Shabbos you do it. So then, Malachi, it's the Chral, the Mesra. So then I would have understood that really I would have thought that, again, if it were Malacha, I would have thought that you do it anyways on Shabbos. Matt, you on mute? Or Mark?
Yeah.
You on mute? Okay. Yeah. Maybe you could put it on mute. I'm not sure if it's you or Matt, though. So... and you can both of you check the mute. The Shavimata. Yeah. Yeah. You're on mute. Okay. Okay. So it's better now. Okay, so again, it's saying is that if it were Malacha, again, if it were Malacha to blow shofar, then this is how it would go. That you would think, Yom Tshuva, that the mitzvah of shofar should be docha the Esa Malacha, should push off the Esa Malacha, and you should blow shofar. Then the Pasuk would come to teach you, no, Zichron Tshuva. Since there's Malacha, the Torah does not want the Malacha to be permitted, the blowing shofar to be permitted. Rather, the Torah is giving you an alternate. Blow the save the psukim. Okay, don't blow shofar, but save the psukim of shofar. Then I would have understood that. Okay, and why don't you do it on shofar on Shabbos? Oh, because it's Malacha, and the Torah didn't want you to violate this Malacha for shofar. Then that would have been okay. Then Rava would have been okay. You wouldn't have had a problem then. But since it turns out that really it's not Malacha. It's not Malacha altogether. It's just a Chachma, it's just a skill, it's nothing to do with Malacha. So since it's not a Malacha, so why should the Torah prohibit it? Why should the Torah prohibit it? There's no Svara, Tosa says. There's no Svara to exclude it.
What is the Malacha?
If it would have been Malacha.
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's not Malacha. You could have thought it's Malacha. There's no side who says that. It's just saying that's what the Brisa is coming to show you, that it's not Malacha. If this were somehow it were Malacha, then we would have understood it. I don't know. No, yeah, whatever. I don't know. No, and that's what I'm saying. It's not Malacha. I mean, that's a good question, is why do you need... That's a difference. This raises the next question, is that why do you need a pasuk to exclude blowing shofar and this bread or diyas apas from being Malacha? I mean, is it Malacha or not Malacha? I mean, what's Malacha? Malacha's productivity, does it fit what Malacha is? It does not fit what Malacha is. You don't need like a limud or whatever to teach you that. And what's Malacha? Is it Malacha or not Malacha? What Malacha is it? It doesn't fit into any 39 categories. What would I think? So it's funny, you need a... you don't have psukim to exclude certain things from being Malacha. I mean, if it's not one of the categories, it's not one of the categories. And if it is one of the categories, it is one of the categories.
The thing really isn't...
not a Malacha. And since the Abaye is saying it's not a Malacha, so this is not a Malacha, does it make any sense that the Torah would say on Shabbos, then you don't blow shofar? Why not? What's it's not a Malacha? What's the difference between Shabbos and a Chol? Shabbos and a weekday?
Right.
Malacha. Fine, but there's nothing to do with malacha. This is just a scale. So the Torah just said, just arbitrarily just said, oh, you know what, on Shabbos we don't want to be blowing shofar, but you should say psukim. But there's no such thing as Shabbos. That's kasha. Okay. So that's kasha. Is that there's no such thing as Shabbos. Like, let's say I told you, you have to do an etil sidayim before you eat bread on Shabbos. I mean, what is Shabbos? I mean, just eating bread. There's no such thing as eating bread on Shabbos. It's not a category in the frame of eating bread. Eating bread is eating bread. Either eating bread demands that you wash your hands, or eating bread doesn't demand that you wash your hands. You can't eat, couldn't have a mitzvah on Tuesdays. Wash your hands on Tuesdays. There's no such thing as Tuesday. Now, there is such a thing as Shabbos, but what is Shabbos? Shabbos is a day of an Issa Malacha. Kiddush, whatever. I mean, but what about Shabbos makes it that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos? Either the Torah said so. You see, it's interesting. Is that why couldn't Tosafot just say, look, the Torah said so. Right? The Torah said so. Apparently, Abaye says, the Torah can't just say anything. The Torah can't say so. Doesn't make sense. Can't just say the Torah, the Pasuk says it. Doesn't make sense. The Torah says it. But if you have a limud, if the Torah is teaching you something, telling you zef on Shua, and you don't say it's on Shabbos, you better have a good explanation of what the difference is. It's not a philosophical question, it's a halakhic question. There's no difference. So it's not just philosophy. You could say, look, it's just a cause of I don't know. No, apparently if you don't have at least some idea, it's just arbitrary. It doesn't make any sense. There's no difference whatsoever between Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah during the week and Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. So by saying is what sense the Rabbi Chama, what sense is there to your position saying is that the Torah is telling you that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos? And he rejects it. Okay, he rejects it. So Rabbi rejects Rabbi Chama's position for two reasons. First of all, if you want to tell me that it's only on Shabbos from the Pasuk, that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos, then you're the problem is Mekdash. How do you do it in the Mekdash? And secondly, the whole thing doesn't make sense anyways. Well, why would there be a pasuk? Why should the pasuk exclude malacha, exclude shofar from Shabbos if it's not a malacha? Okay, so there's two problems. And because of that, he basically rejects the whole thing. Okay, so we'll see what Rava says. But I mean, our question is going to be, for starters, to defend Rama. I mean, it sounds almost like making a joke of him. I mean, these questions are powerful questions, and you know, we have to defend it at least somehow. I mean, the Gemara rejects it. We don't hold that way. But Yushalmi does hold that way, by the way.
Okay.
Yushalmi does not reject it. Yushalmi has it. I don't think it answers these questions. So, I mean, they're answerable. I mean, you know, you could have said whatever. It's a real position. Yushalmi holds by it. So that's gonna be our, but that's one question. So let's look at, it's also funny altogether, is what's the deal with saying psukim? I mean, it's like there's a mitzvah shofar, but when you can't do it, so then you say psukim. What psukim is talking about, by the way? What psukim?
The parsha.
The parsha? I don't think so. You could have said that, but I don't think so. Psukim. Psukim is shofar. I think it means in shofros. I think it means in Rosh Hashanah davening. There are psukim that you say about shofar. No, I don't think it means Christo. I think it means you say psukim about shofar. But we do that. We do it anyways. Because there you're really talking about shofar. It's like psukim about shofar. I mean, in Christo, you're just reading the pasuk, which is, you know, it's really about that word. It doesn't really elaborate, you know, do anything. And you're just mentioning it won't work. But there, you really read Tem Psukim in the davening, which talk about shofar. Okay, so it's like the ideas of shofar. You're describing, talking about psukim, embody the ideas of that shofar, and you do so you don't blow shofar, but you talk about shofar. No, you're not meaning mevar. It's not because of that. It's a psukim. I mean, bracha is a tefillah, is a request. It's not because of the request. It's because of the ideas. And psukim are how you enunciate ideas.
Right.
Psukim are how you enunciate the ideas. So it seems like it's like somehow you don't actually. But the question is, like, what is that? The bottom line is, that's not. I mean, whoever heard of that? It's not shofar. I mean, can you say that, you know, I don't have a lulav, but I might as well just learn about lulav. It still don't work. It just don't work that way. It's true, but I don't know if it's really like you're bringing a carbon. I mean, it's true, it's a zecher, a mikdash, and all that. But, I mean, if someone says there's an equivalency, I'd ask the same question. So, I mean, the question is, what is it? I mean, blowing shofar is blowing shofar, right? I mean, you're producing music, producing noise, whatever it is. But how is this one mitzvah? I mean, is it counted as two mitzvahs and 613 mitzvahs? There's according to this position, blowing shofar and saying psukim shofar? I don't think so. one mitzvah, shofar. Sounds like it's one mitzvah with two forms. So how is that possible? I mean, one of them is learning, another one is blowing a musical instrument. Whatever, saying psukim. Another is blowing an instrument. And they're different things. One is reading psukim, one is saying, how do you unify those as being one mitzvah? Okay? So let's read a little further than one. Okay, so this Sarava rejects it, rejects Rabbi Chama's position. And he says as follows, El Amarava, and this is what we hold, Midil Raisa Mishashari. Really, from the Torah, it's permitted. Okay, it's permitted to blow shofar on Shabbos. And according to the Torah, you would blow shofar on Shabbos. And in the Beis HaMikdash, they did blow shofar on Shabbos. Because that's the mitzvah, blow shofar on Shabbos. Okay, it's not because I would have zichron shu mean, I don't know, something else. Okay, but bottom line is, the mitzvah of shofar is blowing shofar. That's it. Mikdash, everywhere, Shabbos, who cares? It's always after mitzvah. Okay? Right, so why don't we do it? Our Mishnah openly says, don't blow shofar on Shabbos outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the sense to that? So it says, Rabbanon hu de gazer bei, and the Rabbanon are the ones who made a decree not to do it. It's a gezeira. Kedaraba, and this is the famous gezeira deraba. Okay, it's called gezeira deraba. Okay, and it applies in many cases, you'll say. Dama Rabba, Hakol Chayav Mitkiyas Shofar. Everyone is obligated in the mitzvah of blowing shofar. Ve'en Hakol Bekiyam Mitkiyas Shofar. But not everyone is an expert in the Na'ivah and knows how to blow shofar. So it's going to come Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, and I'm going to have my shofar, and I'm going to try to blow it. Let's say I forget about shul. Or, I don't know why, but forget about shul. Okay, I have my shofar, and I have to blow shofar. So what am I going to do? So I'm going to have to go and bring it to an expert, help me out. Either teach me how to do it, or blow it for me. I know. It's funny. It is funny, but that seems to be the case. There's a gezeira, Shema Yilana Biyadav Yelech Eitzel Baki, Lulmod. So it's a gezeira, maybe he'll go bring it in his hand, he'll bring it to an expert to teach him. The Avena Dal Amos and Rishas Rabim. And he's going to carry four Amos and Rishas Rabim. You're not allowed to carry four Amos and Rishas Rabim. Okay? In a public domain. Right? It's interesting, it didn't say you'll carry it from your house to Rishas Rabim. Right? It didn't say. Yeah, why is it carrying four amos of Rishas Rabim? Presumably it's in your house, you're going to pick it up and carry it into the street. Okay, right then, why is he saying the four amos of Rishas Rabim? You should mention the Hotzah. There's two things, there's Hotzah and Havara. Hotzah is bringing it from the Rishas Rabim. Havara is, once you're in Rishas Rabim, to carry it four amos. It's one malacha, but it's the told or whatever, yeah. So, I mean, they asked this question. It's not my question. They asked my question. So, the simplest answer is, same thing. Both. Either one. Yeah, it applies. It's both. So let's just keep it at that. Keep things simple. So it's a gezeira that you're going to do that. And then you're going to carry it. And if it were the case that we'd blow shofar on Shabbos, so what happened is you're going to end up having people who get in search of experts and carrying their shofar around frantically to find an expert who can help them blow shofar. And people are going to lose their sense about Shabbos and about carrying. And they can end up carrying the shofar, and they're going to violate the nisa device of carrying out Shabbos, and it's not worth it. In order to protect Shabbos, so the Rabbanan set up a gezerah and said, forget about it. Don't blow shofar. Whenever it comes out on Shabbos. Okay, and that's the gezerah. And the Hainu Taima, so the Hainu Taima de Lulav, Hainu Taima de Megillah. Same reason why we don't take a lulav on Shabbos, and the same reason why you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Okay, because if you did these mitzvahs, again, same thing. I'm not sure exactly what you're going to do with the expert who's going to help you blow shake the lulav. Right? And you want to take the lulav, maybe for the shaking.
You need to get one.
Well, how are you going to carry by getting one? So you'll just go there and get one. How are you going to carry to get there? So, I don't know. It's a good question. I just thought of that now. But I don't know. I guess maybe it helps shake it, because you're really supposed to pick it up and shake it, maybe someone's going to show you how the directions, because shaking it isn't just to shake it, it's fairly right, certain directions, so maybe you're not going to know how to do it, so you're going to carry a little with an expert, and he's going to show you how to do it. Maybe. Okay, so basically, because it's gezeira, again, the Rabbanan said, it's interesting, is that they forewent, okay,
so
they had foregone the mitzvah of shofar one out of every seven times, because of the chashash, concern, they can end up carrying on Shabbos. Which is good. Shabbos is an important one. So it makes sense they always try to protect Shabbos, and it's not worth it. It's not worth the mitzvah if it's going to lead to that problem. Yeah, it is amazing that they did that. And here you think, shofar. Here this mitzvah, shofar. You know? They said, look, whatever, you know, what are we going to do? We can't, so why did the base makers do it? Why are you doing the mikdash? So Rashi said, the mikdash logos are the anus or shos to have on a mikdash. In general, there's a principle of anus or shos to mikdash. The base mikdash you don't have, maybe you'll come do. Okay? Maybe it's because they're experts, maybe they know what they're doing, I'm not sure why. It could be like the Rabban is for like an imperfect society. People need the, you know, idea, the platform. The Rabban is totally imperfect. They let the Rabban and say, look, people aren't the experts, they're not careful. Yeah, right. But I think it's a principle. I mean, I don't know, I never really looked into it. But even if, I mean, there were times, unfortunately, where the Mikdash was not run by the Chachamim. And still, I don't think there's a Shos in the Mikdash. So, you know, there were times that the Mikdash was corrupt.
There's no, like,
Darabonim. No. Yeah, there's no Darabonim altogether in the Mikdash. Wow. Okay, no Shvosos. Darabonim is by Shabbos. I don't know, you know.
Shvos.
Shvos is a term that refers to Darabonim. I guess so, yeah. But Shvos is specifically like Shvisa. It's by Shabbos. They have the extensions. Gezerah is made to protect Shvisa on Shabbos. So that is the principle. It would be interesting to pursue. I've never really done it. But that's okay. It sounds interesting. You know, but that's so the basic mikdash. This rav is good because it's in line with the general principle that if it's drabana, then you understand why you don't have the basic mikdash. Yeah, I guess. Well, maybe he had it by lulav and by megillah, right? I mean, by megillah, it's certainly not a deraisa, right? Oh, well, megillah is drabana, and by lulav, I guess, right? What's the there's no deraisa, whatever. It's not something like that. So it could be he had it. Just the question is, where is the scope? Where did it apply to? That's not so bad, right? I mean, who knows? By all the mitzvahs, which are whatever, and now the Chama just helped it. That by the shofar, it turns out the Torah told you not to fall on Shabbos. That's not a big deal. Okay, so that's already, I mean, Rabba's or Rabba, I mean, we have to define the Gzeira a little bit. I mean, something sounds funny about the whole Gzeira, but whatever. It's somewhat of a normal Gzeira. So, I mean, that's not really our problem. I mean, we get to it, but it's not our problem. Okay? It's not a problem. I think for now our problem should be Rihama. Rihama's thing. What's the deal? Can we answer? Can we explain? I think we're going to do two things. First of all, explain what are these two forms. How do you have a mitzvah of two forms? What are the two forms? And then the question is, okay, fine, given that there are these two forms, well, how does Rabbi Chama answer these problems? Why the mikdash and, right?
What's
the problem with that? Yeah. Right, the mocha problem. And I think also, perhaps, we should pursue, is what's this limud? I mean, this limud is somewhat irrelevant, it seems. Is this thing of, don't do malacha to exclude shofar and get the bas. Because they're chachma. They're not malacha. Like, for instance, it doesn't say, you know, I'll have to do malacha to exclude learning. Because learning Torah is a chachma, not a malacha. Because, of course, there's nothing to do with malacha. So it doesn't say to exclude walking down the street. Because walking down the street isn't a malacha. Of course, I mean, walking down the street is a malacha. It's a malacha. So it must be the very thing, the very statement, that there's something about shofar and the gezavas, about chachmas, right, skills, whatever, which you would have thought would be malacha, right? But it's ishiyu, it's not. Losasik malacha, no, it's not. Right? It must be, right? Otherwise, right?
Yeah.
Seems so. And then already at least you're a step closer. Once you notice that there must be that's the case, so now it must be shofar, even though it's not actually malacha, it's something.
I'm thinking something can have to be a rice or not.
What?
I'm saying this thing which is similar to have to be a rice or not.
I guess. I mean, well, it's a lima. The lima you would have thought, you may have thought it was us with their isa. So that's the lima Pasuk is teaching it's not us with their isa. What I'm saying is, it's not us with their isa. No, it's excluding it from being a their isa. So it must be that their isa, there would be an argument to really somehow put it in the same ballpark or something like that. So then it's excluding it.
Is there any derisa like
know. Maybe this would have been Harvey, not according to Harvey, no, but I don't think that's actually. No, I don't think so. But I mean, it could be there would have been if there's Harvey or in fact. I mean, you have to define these things. I mean, what, to get into what is Malacha, what, I mean, that's what we have to think about a little bit. But I think that might be a good. I mean, I think that's one good way to start. I think another good way to start is just trying to define what are the two forms of the Mitzvah Shofar. What's that idea of the Yom Teruah, the Yom Teruah? It seems to be totally impossible to unify the two totally different things. So I think we should try to do that. And we should answer these problems.
Do you do those before trying to answer the question?
I mean, I think so. I mean, because the Yom Teruah is basically what his idea is. I mean, that's basically. That's his idea. I mean, if you know, the first question is, what's Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah? What is the importance? That's what Rabbi Chama's idea is. Before of his questions, but what's his idea? What he's saying is there are two forms. So let's define the two forms, right? Forget about questions on him. That we should be able to define, even if we're putting a question aside, why should there be two forms? That's kind of what Rabbi is saying. Why should there be two forms? They find the Mikdash, whatever. These are different kinds of questions. But what is he saying? Define what he's saying. There are two forms. Form A and Form B. For two forms have to be unified. You can't have two forms. You can't have form of mitzvah is if it's shy or whatever, one time you blow shofar, another time you take a little look. That's not two forms, those are two different things. So it must be these things, obviously they're not that distant, but they seem to be pretty distant. Blowing shofar and saying shofar are two different things. So we have to unify, find the two forms, then we have to figure out how to answer these questions. So the mikdash one seems like a harder one. I mean, I don't know if there's a clue, really. But the other one is about this malacha, which is this brisa. So I think we should try to define this thing. You know, what's this idea of what's the chachma and what's the malacha? So I think we might as well call it quits here and leave these questions for tomorrow so you guys can think about them. If there's any, does anyone have any further questions? Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read.
Okay, fine. You want me to read it or just to go say it over?
Maybe say it over.
Okay.